You might want to think twice before going out on frozen ponds. I'm Michael Cross with the KOSU Daily on this Thursday, February 18th, 2021. I'll have that. Plus, more COVID-19 vaccines are coming to Oklahoma, and climate change might be to blame for the cold weather. All that ahead on the KOSU Daily.
Your donation of just $5 a month is a great way to become a member of KOSU and support the programming that you love. Make your donation today and become a member at kosu.org.
Fire officials are putting out warnings to Oklahomans as the frigid temperatures continue. State Impact's Catherine Sweeney reports.
With this week's winter storm and cold snap, getting out on frozen lakes and rivers could be tempting. Oklahoma City Fire Department Battalion Chief Benny Fulkerson warned against it in a briefing with city officials.
It could turn really bad really quickly, and we're here to help, but don't make us come get in that water. And more importantly, we want to keep you out of that water.
He also warned against leaving space heaters unattended, especially underneath homes. He said the department has responded to 4 fires sparked by heaters placed under the house to keep pipes warm. For State Impact, I'm Catherine Sweeney.
Tribal leaders are stepping up to help its citizens impacted by the cold weather. KOSU's Allison Herrera reports governments responded by closing businesses, helping stranded motorists, and giving out water to citizens who lost city services.
Cherokee Nation extended the closure of all 10 of their casinos, including Hard Rock Tulsa, to Friday. Other businesses operated by the Tribal Nation will also be closed until Friday. People working at those places were assured they would be paid for their shifts. Comanche Nation residents in Cotton County distributed water to citizens who had their services shut off. Emergency management set up shop in a church, and the local fire department in Walters was allowing residents to fill up containers. Some Osage Nation citizens received free firewood for their wood-burning stoves from Bird Creek Farm. Osage Nation casinos in Hominy, Bartlesville, and Sand Springs also closed. COVID-19 vaccination appointments will continue to be rescheduled for many tribal nations. I'm Allison Herrera.
28 more deaths from COVID-19 bring the state's total to 4,089. 22 of those were Oklahomans 65 years or older, while 6 were between the ages of 50 and 64. The health department also reports nearly 1,100 new positive tests for the virus, as there are nearly 19,000 active cases in the state. Over the past week, Oklahoma averaged about 1,200 new infections and 27 deaths per day. The state is expecting 25% more COVID-19 vaccines from Pfizer starting next week. An already anticipated 20% increase brings a total of 137,000 doses for both Pfizer and Moderna vaccines, accounting for both first and second doses. With vaccine cancellations this week, health leaders plan to add clinics to focus on vaccinating the 65 and older age group, especially those who have yet to receive their second dose. The State Department of Health says it doesn't expect COVID-19 supplies to be impacted by the weather, but timelines for distribution could be delayed for multiple days. Oklahoma's rare cold stretch could be blamed on climate change. The Oklahoma Public Media Exchange's Caitlin Howard reports.
It seems counterintuitive that increasing global temperatures would lead to the bitter cold the state is enduring this week. But University of Oklahoma meteorology professor Michael Richmond says warming in the upper atmosphere has a destabilizing effect in the Arctic, disrupting the delicate climate balance and allowing frigid air usually contained far north to spill much further south than normal.
Once we get through this, I think we'll be back into a normal type of weather regime, and you know, everybody will be happy again, and it'll well, out of a lot of people's minds, but in terms of energy and things like that, the people that are responsible for having a robust grid, they will need to plan for these things.
He says these types of events could become more frequent if climate change continues to cause warming near the planet's poles. In Norman, I'm Caitlin Howard.
Oklahoma selects more vendors for its partial privatization of Medicaid. The healthcare authority announced the insurance companies to help the state administer dental benefits for Medicaid members as part of Sooner Select, Oklahoma's managed care plan. DentaQuest, Liberty Dental Plan of Oklahoma, and MCNA Dental won the bids to coordinate dental care for about 750,000 Oklahomans. The new program would only cover adults 21 years of age or older. And finally, from the KOSU events calendar, the annual aquarium run for Oklahoma Aquarium in Jenks is going virtual. All walks must be completed by Saturday, April 3rd, and participants can walk or run at their own pace in a location of their choosing, with events including a 1 mile fun run and walk, 5K, 10K, and half marathon, with virtual content available every week through April 3rd. You can find the KOSU Daily wherever you get your podcasts. You can also subscribe, rate us, and leave a comment. You can keep up to date on all the latest news throughout the day at KOSU.org. And make sure to follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at KOSU Radio. This is the KOSU Daily, Oklahoma News, every weekday.